And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, our Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight. This week takes us to the softball program, where we are speaking with senior outfielder Charlie Perkins. Rockets have had a successful spring of 2026 to this point as we near the month of May. So, Charlie, I want to start by giving you the chance to speak about how you think things have been going for the Rockets so far this spring.
I think that everything's going really, really well. The team is going in a very good direction at the moment. We are improving exponentially far. And with postseason coming up, we're working really, really hard to keep going and to stay strong even after tough losses or even after big wins. We work 10 times harder every practice just so we can improve and get 1% better every single day. And with us being a somewhat younger team with only two seniors, me and Madeline, we have been truly working so hard just to make sure that we are improving in the right direction.
Yeah, so that's something I wanted to talk to you about. You know, having just two seniors on the roster with yourself being one of them, and you've played so many innings and so many really important innings for the Rock Ridge softball program. So what's that role like for you this season going into that senior year where you are just one of, you know, two seniors on the roster? What's that been like?
It's been kind of scary being like the senior and knowing that this is like my last year playing. But it's also exciting because I get to lead and be a role model to all the underclassmen and make sure that they understand like that we're always going to be there. Even though there is only two of us, they can still count on us to be able to lead and look up to us. And if they ever have anything, any questions, they have more than welcome to ask us, actually. And it's been kind of scary knowing that this is my last season, and it does make me sad knowing that I won't play Rock Ridge softball again after this year. But I'm also excited because that means that I get to leave a legacy behind, and hoping that the culture and everything that we've built keeps going.
Yeah, so speaking about just kind of that, like, Rock Ridge softball tradition and history, you know, you've been a part of it for four seasons now. Your freshman year, you were a part of a team that won a state championship. I know your sophomore, you were a big part of a team that got to state and took third, and you've played with so many and been around so many, you know, great players that have played for the program. So just how much has all of that, maybe the experiences you had when you were younger within the program, contributed to the success you're able to have individually this season?
The role models that I had were very great, because my freshman year, I obviously had Peyton Brown and Daytona Downing. And throughout the years, I've had Kendra and Taylor and Morgan. Like, I've had so many great role models, and they've pushed me. They pushed me my freshman year, my sophomore year, and my junior year to push me to be the best athlete. And I just take their advice and take it into every at bat or every single inning and be like, okay, this is real. Like, what they're saying is true. Like, you're fine. Like, you're going to be okay. Like, I've been very, very, very good at taking their advice and like putting it into everything. It's helped me become a stronger athlete and a stronger person mentally as well.
Well, a lot of what you're talking about kind of circles back, I know, to the meaning of playing in a program like this that has had all of the success that it has, that, you know, while you've been in high school, while you were growing up around it, I know there's been so much winning. And when you talk to kids who play in the program, that means something. So to you, you know, what does being a part of the Rock Ridge softball program mean?
Oh, I love it so much. It makes me feel like I have another family, because we are all so close. Like, we are each other's sisters. We're around each other for 3-4 months, and we see each other every single day of the week, every single day of the year. So it is nice knowing that, like, I get to go and spend more time with them every single day. And Rock Ridge softball has obviously been a big part of my life since I was a freshman. So to me, the culture means everything. And playing here is, I can't even imagine like not playing for Rock Ridge. I can't imagine like when my season's over, like I won't ever be able to play here again.
So the thing that is great about, among many things, I suppose, that are probably great about getting to play in the program is you get to be a part of a lot of really high-level games with a lot on the line, and you have two of those this week where you get to play against Riverdale, where both teams, I know, coming into this week ranked inside of the top 10 in 2A. Basically, you know, the conference championship kind of on the line as well. So how excited are you to get to, you know, play in two of these games against a really good team both Wednesday and Thursday?
I'm really excited. Like, yes, obviously, like, they're a good team, but so are we. We are a great team. We have been working very, very hard. I'm super excited with it, knowing that the conference championship is on the line, and that was one of our goals that we set prior in the year. Like, we went through an entire practice saying, what do we want? Like, what do we want? What do we want? And the main goal was, we're winning conference. And it makes me excited knowing that this week is the week that determines conference or not, and it's all or nothing. It's exciting to know that it's all or nothing, but in the end, if we win, we win. If we lose, it's okay. It happens. Just come back the next day and be better. But in the end, these games this week, yes, they're big games, but they're just two more games that we have to take off of and improve off of, even if it goes both ways.
Yeah, and really just the last thing I have to ask you, you know, you talked about it at the very beginning of our conversation. It's always, I think, kind of in the back of your mind when you're a senior competing in athletics and with as much as Rockridge softball has meant to you, like you've talked about, you know that, you know, it's basically a month or a little more than a month left, the best case scenario playing at Rockridge. So for you to be able to kind of maybe meet the goals that you and your teammates set out, what are some things you have to be able to do down the stretch to make that stuff happen?
We have to be able to do the little things right. So before every game, one of Coach Malia, she says, play hard, play right, do the little things. And we have to do the little things right to be able to accomplish our goals, whether it's making a ground, like making the routine ground balls, or it's getting a bunt down when you need to get the bunt down, or making a routine pop fly catch, or even for our phenomenal pitching staff we have, gosh, they're amazing, like hitting their spots or trusting their defense. Like, we just have to be able to, even if we make an error, we have to be able to shake it and come back the next play and say, oh well, like, errors happen. Like, we just have to be able to play hard and understand that no one's perfect on that field. Sure, having a no errors game is nice. Like, everyone would love to go through a game having no errors, but unfortunately sometimes you don't always get that. So we have to be able to shake off the little things, always stay positive, and just always know that you're, even though if you're having a bad game and your teammate isn't, your teammate will always have your back.
All right, Rockridge senior softball standout Charlie Perkins joining us this week on WRMJ. Charlie, thanks so much for the time, and good luck the rest of the season. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.